Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 106. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy.
And today, as usual, we'll be bringing you the news of the weird, the wired, and whatever else is going on in the world.
I like that. Weird and the wired.
I just made that up. But
that's good.
It's 6-6. We're on episode 106. There's going to be some crazy stuff going on.
Approximately 6 o'clock.
And if we were in...
No. I guess if we were on the West Coast, it would be 6 still.
It's 6:56.
Oh.
In 10 minutes, it would be 6:66.
Nice. Glad we're on the same page there.
So anyway. Yeah, it's weird because my screen just changed colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it does it by... The sun?
Ambient light?
No, like, it just knows our time zone, the program.
It's like, hey, it's dark outside. I'm going to darken your screen for you.
Yeah.
That seems stupid.
Why?
Why would you want it to do that for you? It
saves my eyes.
Couldn't you just do this?
Well, it doesn't just darken it. It changes the, like, it changes based on, like,
even
you could tell it.
Gaming?
Well, you could turn it off. There's a, like, like a mute for an hour because you need something with color. And you can do it based on what kind of lighting you have in your house.
So it tells you what kind of lighting you have?
No, you can pick it.
Oh.
It's flux.
My phone has a light sensor and it automatically adjusts.
Well, so does my phone. It's weird, though, because normally it doesn't happen because we're a little late today.
No, we're right on time. It's still 8 o'clock.
So it's approximately 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Not even Mountain Time. Is there times in between Mountain Time?
That's yeah, right. It's Mountain Time. You're right.
Anyway, let's get to the news.
Let's do it. Let's just whip right through it.
Google doesn't like porn apps.
Apparently.
On their glass.
Nope. They turned off. Yep.
I saw a funny headline. I don't remember what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was tits and glass. Because, you know.
Right. No, I get it.
That's inappropriate.
No, I get it.
I don't even know. There was some porn app. Google shut it down right away. They said, that's that mattress, man.
Yeah, they also turned off facial recognition on glass already.
Because people were getting crazy.
Because they, I'm sure since it's open source that people figure out how to get around it. But Google shut it off, like, on... the glass software by default, so yeah, just because they figure that it could impose on people's rights.
It's already outlawed in like Las Vegas completely.
Vegas would be an interesting place for glass.
Yeah, they won't allow, like, they won't let you gamble with it on, obviously.
Oh, that makes sense. I suppose I was thinking more like strip clubs and the whatnots.
Oh, no. No, because they're afraid of counting cards.
Oh, no, that makes sense, because it's basically a little computer built in. Yeah. So it's like... Oh,
it'd be like if you had your phone out and you had a program and you're like, let me scan that card quick. Is that cool? Can I touch this?
You know, it's still...
Can I reach across and grab some of those chips, or are those for...
It's always still really funny to me when somebody touches the cards.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Here, let me get that.
It's like... Even if it's your first time,
I think in Vegas you can touch at some places, but
you can obviously play in poker.
There's some blackjack where I think they let you hold your cards, which seems super crazy to me. But I've never been to Vegas.
Maybe that's in Wisconsin.
Have you been to Vegas?
Nope. My brother has. Has he been there to play cards? Nope. He's been there to drink. Let the record show.
You just got called out right like that. Heard it here first. Unless you know him, then it wasn't
then
here
probably
first. Anywho.
Very true.
Speaking of Android, there's an app that came out for Android this week.
There's an app for that.
Called Vine.
What?
And Jack Dorsey's like, watch me climb over the Brooklyn or Golden Gate Bridge.
Isn't he crazy?
He is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's like a, who does he remind me of?
Did you download it?
Vine?
Good one.
Yeah, for my Android device. I got that. Yeah, downloaded it when it came out on...
Like a year ago?
So, side note. There's this program service called Tapestry. And it's called Tapestry because you tap... Anyway, it's run by BetaWorks. who you may know as current owners of Dig and Instapaper.
I like the fun game. Jack Dorsey. Dots. And I like BetaWorks.
Yeah, I like BetaWorks. So anyway, they launched this new service called Tapestry. And I signed up for it right away because that's what I do.
Of course.
The problem was I was looking for usernames. By the time I got through, so I was just going to put Mike 037, but Mike was available. And so then I had this mental dilemma. I was like, I don't know what to do because Mike's always gone. And so I don't ever have the option.
Right.
But it was there. So I took it. So now, but then it's like, but I'm Mike 037 everywhere, right? Like,
is that kind of weird now?
So I don't know.
Like, you're like, shit, now I got to find a different email address to register with.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what to do here. Because obviously Mike's a pretty common name, in case you weren't aware. Oh. In case you didn't know any Mikes. But I just didn't know what to do. And so I just like, screw it, I'm taking Mike for all the times I couldn't get it before. Except for on Outlook. I'm pretty sure I have like 18 different emails registered at Outlook.com. But, which I've never checked since I registered them, but I have them. If you want to buy them, let me know. But Vine came out for Android. Go get it. It's fun to play around with. I wondered if that would increase my Vines of desks again. Because, you know, a whole bunch of new people are getting it. And that's
right.
Anyway, moving on. Amazon Fresh, which is their grocery service, is apparently coming to LA and San Francisco. Right now, it's currently in Seattle. But apparently, they're going to open to 20 more markets by 2014. So I kind of hope that out of those 20 markets, Minneapolis has got to be one, right? I would think. Who doesn't love some Amazon? I wonder, though, if that would make them put a store here, and then we'd have tax before the tax.
It'd be worth
it. The tax is coming, inevitably.
It would be worth it. Think about it.
You don't tax food, Mike.
No, it would. Think how awesome that would be. You wouldn't even have to go to the freaking grocery store anymore, Mike.
That'd be nice, because I really don't appreciate the grocery store.
Cut Target out.
I mean, but really, for me, the grocery store is the toy section, so.
Or is it for Owen?
Because, well, right, yeah. Anyway, so Amazon Fresh. And in a side note, they brought back the Kindle DX from the dead. Did you see that?
Yes.
I don't even know why it's funny. It looks funny. I kind of want one. Because it's so, it's like a text, I don't know. Anyway, Computex is going on in Taipei. Is that how you say that city?
Yes, Taipei.
Which, it's whatever. It's Computex. It's a little more hardcore than I think we normally get into. I don't think it's hardcore at all. It's very, what? Is there a weird noise? Did someone yell your name?
No, somebody's just yelling, being idiots.
But Asus announced a bunch of things. There's a lot of things announced, obviously, but most of which I don't care about. And I don't think it's really worth mentioning, but Asus been making some pretty good products. They announced a Transformer Book Trio, which was like a tablet, laptop. It's basically a better version of the Microsoft Surface than they make, because it's more functional as a tablet and as a laptop both. But apparently it runs Android and Windows, and it has two different processors in it. One to run Android and one to run Windows. So that's kind of crazy, right?
It's cool.
And then they had their new ZenBook, which had a Gorilla Glass lid. And they updated their Transformer Pad Infinity, which, whatever. But Asus, good for them.
Yeah, no, I like their stuff.
Zynga was in the news recently. No press is bad press. unless you're laying off 18% of your workforce.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, really the OMG pop part. Well, yeah. So they're laying off about 520-ish employees. Supposedly, they have a lot of problems. And it's funny because, like, the same. There's a lot of weird noises coming from out there, right? That's not. I heard
it's
that
not
one.
Just you.
But I guess Facebook announced that gaming was actually up on Facebook as a whole, so that was like a slap in the face to Zynga. I think really is they had to announce it because they were afraid their market, their price would drop with Zynga's news.
Yep.
Because their stock, a lot of people think that's the only way they make money, which really I think advertising is kicking in pretty good for them right now. But yeah, they shut down OMG Pop completely, which they bought for, I believe it was $180 million. Like,
it was a good chunk of money.
A year ago. But, and, like, a lot of people have said, like, they all knew it was coming. And everyone, I remember I thought about going back and finding our podcast because I'm pretty sure we're like, I'm pretty sure we thought it was super overpriced when they bought it. And we had a good laugh about how we thought it wouldn't work out for them in the end, which here they are. But unless I'm really, really wrong on that, don't go back and listen. Maybe I should go listen first to verify. Anyway, supposedly it was costing them $500,000 a day to run it.
I can't believe that.
Well, how do you even... That doesn't even make sense. No. They couldn't have had that big a staff. I thought it was like 30 people or something. Yeah.
There's no way that it could have cost that much.
But that's what they say. Yeah. So, good job, Zynga. There's a lot of crazy news coming out today and yesterday about privacy. A lot of news yesterday and then today, actually earlier this afternoon.
Exploded.
It's still going on. But first of all, the NSA is apparently collecting every phone record from every Verizon user.
Is that crazy?
It was funny because they're like, oh, they're spying on phones. And then it came out that it was like all Verizon users.
Yeah. It's not any other carrier.
Which is that crazy? I don't have Verizon, but then I think I know I talk to people with Verizon. And so that makes
it. Oh, shit. Your shit's getting recorded.
I'm sure you talk to people on Verizon.
Nope.
Nobody you know is Verizon. Not one person.
I'm sure there are some people, but the people that I talk to day in and day out.
What do your parents have? T-Mobile?
T-Mobile.
That makes sense.
Uh-oh.
That just
You can blame me. Yeah, face space.
That's what I thought. I was trying to find the tab. anyway, so that was the big thing that kind of came out, I believe, last night-ish. Kind of that was coming out. And then today, this afternoon, there's this big thing released called Prism. Supposedly, Google, Facebook, Apple, Yahoo, Microsoft, Dropbox, and did I say Facebook?
Yep.
Are all supposedly have like a back door for the government. They can just walk right in and have any information they want. Supposedly. Since this was released earlier today, every one of those companies has come out and said they have no idea or they deny all claims being involved. But the TSA has only referred them to someone else. So, it's funny. There was even a slide that showed a timeline of when everyone joined. And I thought it was weird because it showed Apple joined like November of 2012. So, it was literally like 6 months ago. But the very first one was Microsoft. And then Yahoo was like second.
Interesting.
But supposedly they have like a backdoor to all their servers. But there was, I was just looking at it on TechCrunch, all the statements given out by each of these companies. Every one of them, though. Facebook's like, you know, they have no access. Google says, you know, we care deeply about the user's data. And we obviously disclose every time they ask us to allow something out. Apple's like, we've never even heard of this. We don't provide any government direct access to our servers. Microsoft said, yeah, we do it. I'm just kidding. They didn't say that. But yeah, they basically said the same thing. And Yahoo and Dropbox both said they have never heard of it and do not involved. The slides look horrible. I'm pretty sure Owen could have made them. Like, they look like they're made on PowerPoint 2005 or something. Really, that's not that long ago, but they just look bad. But, so we'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll be developing throughout the next couple days. But that's pretty much every service everybody ever used. I know AOL is on there too, which I know isn't really relevant.
Microsoft, which includes Hotmail, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, PalTalk, YouTube, Skype, AOL, Apple.
But look how bad, like, why would you put them all at the top like that? That seemed goofy. Like, who makes that slide? Is this, like, what they have in their walls of the Prism office or what? Like, charting when people join?
It's kind of scary.
I mean, it's funny because I think I used to watch a lot of, like, TNT and just random Twitch shows. But I remember Leo Laporte was always like, it doesn't matter. Look at your phone is the greatest spy device that was ever invented. Like, it has a camera and a speaker, and it can always be recording you. You don't have any power over it.
There's a lot of people at work, like, with the cameras on their laptops.
They put tape over them? Yeah, you were telling... I think you brought that up before, like...
Which is... I mean, I had it over mine, and I was just like, whatever. Don't really care. If they want to record me, so be it.
What's up, guys? but, I mean, at this day and age, you got to think that... Well, first of all, if you're doing anything malicious, I'm sure you're trying to avoid most regular means of communication anyway. But everything's trackable, and you never realize exactly how much of a digital bread trail you leave behind, but you do everywhere. I think it's like kind of mind-blowing when you get into the extent of... Like, just being logged into Facebook, they log every site. You know, like, crazy stuff like that? There's, I don't know. Just know that everything you do is being watched, I guess. I feel like privacy has been a huge issue this year with the drones and...
Everything.
I don't know. I feel like it kind of goes in spurts. Like, it goes away for a while, then, like, something happens where, like, spikes is a huge issue, and then it'll kind of die out, even though it never really goes away. But I don't know. Are you worried about your stuff being tracked?
No. I don't do anything crazy enough on the internet anyways. All the stuff that's bad is off air.
Right.
Offline.
Right. Now being torn down. Yeah. On a lighter note, supposedly in like 1982, Atari made this ET game.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Yep.
And it was so horrible that they ended up dumping it all in a Nevada landfill. I believe it was Nevada, right?
Yep.
They took all the games, like truckloads, right? And like dumped it into this landfill and cemented it. And
buried it in cement.
And buried like shelving stuff, like all the promo stuff for this ET game. It's an ET Atari game, right? Yep. And so this crew has now got access to, they have 6 months, I believe, or 4 months.
I thought it was... Yeah, I think it's four. It's not. It wasn't six.
It's some seemingly long amount of time, but when you think about like digging in a landfill for something that was buried 20 or 30 years ago,
not a lot of time.
In cement, like, but there's a camera crew out there, and they're gonna make a documentary. They're gonna try to find this game. Like, I don't even know if they would work having been in cement. I'm sure you could get it out of it, right? Some way.
Well, if they can get bones out of old dirt.
Speaking of bones out of old dirt, did you hear about they found, they think, the oldest primate?
Yep.
Side note.
It's kind of weird.
Kind of the same thing. It's E.T.
It's like even... Oh.
What?
Even like the mammoth that they found that had blood in it still.
Or like when they found that mosquito and they took the blood out.
And then they mixed it
with DNA with tree frogs and they made dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
But then because some frogs have the ability to switch between male and female, then they start reproducing on their own.
That was bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
But mine really happened.
Oh.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I did.
Oh. It's like they stuck a pickaxe in the side and it started squirting blood. And they're like, wow!
What's this? We thought it was strong oil, but it turned out it was just stupid blood.
They're like, black gold. Oh, wait. We're rich.
Oh, crap. Just science. So, yeah, E.T., that's happening.
Frogs, careful.
Watch out for gender switching. In Randy's favorite type of Apple news, apparently they've been found to be infringing on some Samsung patents in a like complete separate case, and is possibly going to result in a banning of the iPhone 4, 3GS, iPhone 3, iPad 3G, and the iPad 2 3G, all of which are specifically AT&T models because of the way it encodes and decodes the CDMA. Banned.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's gonna, like, now patents, obviously Apple's already over to filing appeals and whatever, and I don't know if anything will ever really come of it, just like when the HTC phones got banned for like 20
Two
minutes.
Hours.
Yeah. I mean, because
like, cool story, guys.
It'll go back and forth, but it was a kind of a big deal. Like, it's a big deal, like, and the phones are such older models. The only one that's even still being sold is the iPhone 4.
And if you have an iPhone
and it's,
4,
and it's free. They're giving them away for free anyway.
F out of here.
In 3 months, it's not even going to be a product because come Monday, we're going to get WWDC and it's going to be old news. And that's, I mean, it's already old news. It's 2 years ago, but he knows what I'm saying. Really, I just sold one to Gazelle. an iPhone 4 from AT&T. How funny is that? It's probably, I wonder if it's worth more now. I should have waited. Ah, sitting on a lamb. Mine. That's not right.
Gold mine.
So, yeah. Just more crazy patent news, but one that Apple definitely didn't win. A lot of times it's like either they won or it's undecided, kind of, but it's definitely not a good one for them. Before we hop into a preview of WWDC, do you have any other news you want to speak about?
No.
Nope. So this week, there's some news, and this privacy stuff is just coming out, but next week is going to be huge.
Next week's going to be crazy for E3
us. Starts, actually, I think technically Monday. They do, but I think they do a lot of pre-stuff on Sunday. So it'll start Sunday night, I think. Because they always start...
All the main stuff will...
They always have, like, pre-E3 stuff as well, but whatever. So, does it run for just 3 days?
3 days.
Is it? So it'll be the 10th, 11th, and 12th?
Yep.
Or is it the 11th, technically?
No, 10th.
Okay. So, we'll find out a lot more about the Xbox, PlayStation. Hopefully, we'll find out prices and more exact release dates.
It's rumored that it will be... No... Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. But it's rumored that it's going to be $400.
For the, which one? Probably both. They probably
Xbox,
stay competitive.
Xbox and $350 for the PS4.
There is supposedly, I read today, a talk of, I think it might have been Time Warner, somehow integrating it with their cable box and selling subsidized models. Would that be crazy?
That would be crazy. I don't.
They kind of. I mean, Microsoft started to do that with the 360s, with subsidizing it a little with their Xbox Live subscription, which is makes sense because in the end they actually end up getting more money, but it's a lower amount over time. Like it's lower monthly for you to pay for it if you don't have the ability to save up, I guess. But
It is. The pre-stuff is on the 10th, and then it's 11th, 12th, 13th.
Okay.
So, you were correct.
But anyway, by the end of Thursday night, we're going to know everything there is to know about everything involved in gaming. Next week's going to be big. Strap on your big boots. It's getting crazy. And I'm sure the Nintendo... Oh, they supposedly were going to already get rid of the base model for the Wii U. And only sell the premium one, because really, for $50 more, it's like double the size. Why wouldn't you do it? But Nintendo claims they're still going to sell them, even though GameStop is not going to carry it.
I thought it was funny. I saw a cartoon on Reddit talking about the Wii U, and they're like...
How they're kind of weird, like, about the backwards compatibility and stuff?
No, they basically compared it to... They were like... Oh, well, that's going to be available on the Xbox. Oh, that's going to be available on the PS4. They're like, well, what do you have? They're like, we have Sonic. And they're like, oh. And they're, like, showing the, like, I can't think of the main guys from Nintendo, what his name is.
Mario?
No, the, like, CEO, the guy who does a lot of their conferences.
I don't know how to say his name. Right. Miyamoto?
So, anyways, it was a picture of what his script is that he's supposed to be reading, and they had crossed out... Dreamcast and put Wii U. And I was like,
ba-doom-tsh. The Dreamcast was a really good device, actually. It just got...
Was it ahead of its time?
It was ahead of its time. Do you not agree? Did you own a Dreamcast?
No, Josh Nestor did.
Oh, well, Josh and I even borrowed mine, and then his house burned down, and then a bastard.
You never got it back.
Well, because it burned down.
Yeah, you should have made him buy you one. Yeah. You should make him buy you one now.
You owe me a Dreamcast. Because some lady set your apartment complex on fire. I saw there was another funny one. It was like, everyone's upset because like the Xbox and PlayStation don't have backwards compatibility, but the Wii U does. And they're upset about, there's something else that they're upset about, and the Wii U also has that. And they're a lower price point, but nobody cares. It was funny. And also, WWDC kicks off on Monday, Randy's favorite time of year.
Woot woot. Super excited.
So we're obviously going to see a couple big things. their radio streaming service is supposedly a lot closer now. They signed Warner, and so they have two out of the three major labels, which the other one will probably fall into place. So they'll probably launch it at WWDC. It's a rumor that it'll actually be free and just supplemented with ads like Pandora, which I think will be weird. I don't know, but maybe it'll work for them because they have a pretty strong base. There's rumor of new MacBook Airs, even though there's supposedly not going to be a lot of hardware, but, there's some SKUs that have shown up and the MacBook Airs supply has been running thin, which is always a big indication. Supposedly they're going to have the dual mics that everyone apparently is upset about that they don't already have that come on the MacBook Pros. And, is it AC? Is that the Wi-Fi? That's the next one. After N and G, or G, N, and then I think AC is the new one. Supposedly it's going to have that as well. I don't think we'll see anything else too crazy from hardware department. Apparently there's a company making iPad 5 cases, even though if you follow the swings, there probably won't be a new iPad until the fall. Although they did trick us one other time with that, right? Todd Cougar Mellencamp can tell you all about it. But otherwise, there obviously won't be a lot of hardware. The big things are going to be iOS 7 and OS 10, which I don't think OS 10 will be. Well, it's weird because there have been like zero rumors about it.
OS 10?
Yeah.
Isn't it OS X right now?
Well, it's people see call it OS 10 and some people call it OS X.
What I did there.
But based on the fact that Tim Cook calls it OS 10, I kind of feel like that's probably what it's really called. But it's really, it's like 10.9 is what it will be. So I think we're on 10.8 right now.
So it's not a major release.
It is. It's the same as, because they've been on 10 for like 15 years. They just been, they do small integrations inside the one. Like, so 10.81 would be a minor release. That would be like a service pack. But this is like going from Vista to 7. If that makes sense. In a, yeah, because, no, it doesn't even say. 10.8.3 is what I have. So 10.9. And then obviously iOS 7 is the big, I was reading today, is like the most anticipated release since like iOS 3, just because it's supposedly hugely redesigned by Johnny Ive. And I've seen a lot of really cool mock-ups that I'm sure won't ever happen, but a lot of people have a lot of time, apparently, to make these things up. There's actually a whole working model that you could go play with, I saw today, on some random website. Like, you could click through it, like, as if it was a real iPhone. And I've seen some crazy, like, just cool designs for, like, the apps and, like, the flat UI and stuff. I don't know. Who knows how much of it'll be real? A lot of people want, there's like a wish list of things that to steal from Android, which I always find amusing. It, out of all the things that people want, the biggest thing I see is an easier like way to turn the wireless on and off and the Bluetooth on and off.
Like Android has.
Right. Like exactly, like I always see like different mock-ups of almost the identical settings bar. Like, cause you just swipe
down. I've got two. I've got my main one here.
Okay.
Where it's, I just press whatever I want to turn on, or I can do swipe down and hit my go to settings. But there, you can set a bar in your notification bar to turn that stuff on.
Right,
as well.
And that's what I see. Like everyone, a lot of the mock-ups I see are in like the swipe down menu, and then it's like the buttons are right there.
Can you add a bar like what I have just to swiping to my other screen?
No, you always have to go into settings to get to it. And that's why people like it's like right here, but.
And there's not an app that you can get to do that.
I feel like there was some, but I think they might have been pulled.
Like a widget or something.
Yeah. I think there are some that make it so, like, it really just adds a shortcut to it on your home screen, but.
Gotcha.
That and just a little bit of a revamped notification. I don't know. There's a lot of things, and it'll be interesting to see. Because I think it's a really going to be a really big test for them. What?
Just looking at these bugs.
But we'll see what happens with it. I mean, we'll know by Monday, which is pretty exciting, actually. for me, mostly. Not so much you, obviously.
No, I don't. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. And how... I mean, because Android's really come into its own. And that is a giant spider.
Yeah.
It's very disgusting. But Android's become such, like... It's become a real powerhouse lately, like...
Did you... there was an article, it's actually, or a poll done on ABC, actually, that people trust Google/Android more than they trust Apple or Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was 82%. If I can find it. But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how, like, far Android's really come. Like,
they've been, you know, and it's kind of like that article that I'd posted on Bleed Geek a couple weeks ago, talking about how the one thing that Google has going for them is that they don't have to have a fear of failing.
Apple's held on such a high pedestal that any slightly wrong move they make, they're like, everyone's exactly, like, jumping ship.
Where Google's always sort of pushed that envelope to where it's, I mean, people expect it, but they also appreciate the company that's willing to take those kind of risks.
You know what I don't appreciate?
Them closing down Feedly, Reader.
Yeah.
How many days?
I don't know. July 1st. Not a lot of days. 3 weeks and 4 days. So my fast math tells me 25 days. 24, maybe.
Oh, what's the website again?
I don't know. What it was. How long till Google Reader's dead.com or something? Days till... I don't know. But July 1st. And supposedly there's an interview within Wired essentially saying the reason they're killing it is because people take in news different these days. They want it in bits, not in, which is probably true for some people, but I don't know. Like, how much, I don't even know why we're beating this dead horse. I'm just not even going to talk about it.
24 days, Michael.
24? Yeah. Oh, 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 36 seconds. You mad?
Did you see that Feedly is going to be putting in search?
No. Well, yeah. The big news is Feedly is making an API, and they're going to work with a lot of the third party. Like, I use Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, which is a Mac app and an iOS and a iOS app. That's what I use on my phone and on my computer, actually. But Feedly is working with them, and so I could still use them. I have been trying to use Feedly more, and I was reading more about Dig today because there was an interview with them about the Dig/Reader team.
Right, because you like them.
Because I like them.
Because you like BetaWorks.
Because I like BetaWorks. So it'll be interesting. They're supposedly launching it in June. Well, obviously, they don't have a lot of time. But they remade Dig in 6 weeks, and it was pretty good. So, right? And they've had a couple months already.
I think
already
they had a head
this.
Start on...
On Dig?
On Dig, though.
Do you think they cheated?
I think they were working on it prior to acquisition.
Could be. But either way, they've had a couple months already, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Interesting.
I am getting more comfortable with Feedly. There's still some things I really don't like.
Once I get the search, that for me is going to be the
biggest
thing.
And there are some things that I really do like about it. So, it's just...
So it's like anything, really.
It's just change, and I don't deal well with that. If we're being honest right now, if we were to have a chart of things Mike doesn't handle well, change would probably be at the top.
And it's super funny because it's like... The industry that we're in is the most, it's like the most changing field.
And I always sign up for new things and different things. It's just that I always end up going back to what I know and what I like. And then someone goes and kills it.
They're forcing. See, maybe Google has something else in the works and they're going to drop a bomb on you in 24 days.
No, they said that.
No, just let it happen, Mike. You never know.
They're a combination of Google Now and Google Plus is what's supposed to. They're.
I would accept Google Now.
Because they're trying to figure out what you would want to read before you know what you want to read and send it to you.
Yep. Is that cool?
It is, but I don't think it'll work.
Randy, I want to see everything.
I want to see everything. I don't know why that's so hard. You don't even have to guess. Send me everything.
Oh, man.
You know what's a great solution for that? Google Reader. I'm done now.
Is that it?
I'm it. That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, we're talking about Apple. I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know either. But
I thought we were supposed to be watching The Prestige right now.
Couple things that I had. Speaking of Google, Google per FBI must obey, or per a judge, they must obey all of the FBI warrantless requests that they get for user data and searches and history, which is super crazy. They tried fighting them in court.
Maybe they should just pull a Pirate Bay and float their ship from here to here.
Oh, they could do that. If anybody could do that, that would be Google.
Well, I mean, Pirate Bay does do it.
No, I'm saying, but Pirate Bay is actually in a place. Like, I feel like Google could buy
an actual ship. They have a ship. They're playing with the water cooling in the sea. Right.
They could get an aircraft carrier.
That's what they have, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's how Google kicks ass.
They're trying to play with the water cooling.
They're trying to do something cool.
Yeah, who knows? Drones, probably. You want to hear me complain about Google
Apple?
Reader?
Also Google. Google Keyboard. Google Keyboard now is available in the Play Store.
So is that a cool thing?
I haven't downloaded it yet to play with it. I like giving Google power over because I know the more stuff that I integrate with Google, the more stuff that they'll see how I start using their services.
Do you ever have to search for stuff when you're at work, but it's work-related, but you don't want to search for it on your Google account because you're logged in?
Yes.
I've been doing, because I look up a lot of addresses when I'm at work, and I'm like, I don't really want to look this up. I should have another window. I should use Firefox.
Or just have a separate account signed in that you can switch to.
Well, I do, but I use it on Firefox.
Fair enough. Well, I was going to say, no, like a different account within Gmail. Like have a separate, like just a spam one.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Because I
don't think you know what I mean.
So I use Google Voice for work.
I don't think you know what I mean.
And so I have a different Google account. But I've just always used two browsers, even though now they allow for it in one. I've gotten used to that. Anyway, so Google Keyboard. So does it, like, take all your inputs then and try to help you fix your words better? Is that what it does?
I don't know. I haven't played with it yet.
Is it just
it's supposed to be easier.
It's mobile, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a keyboard.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday, actually, and there's already over 300,000 downloads, which is pretty crazy.
Did you update Evernote to get reminders? Because that came out today for Android.
I don't have Evernote
anymore.
I do use
Google Keep. Speaking of Google Keep.
Because it integrates with Now, so.
Yeah, never mind. Nobody cares.
Google Keyboard makes text input smart and easy. Glide through letters with gesture typing. Just lift to finish a word, no spacebar required. Compose notes on the go with voice typing. Amazing word recognition and next word prediction. Google Keyboard helps you type faster and more accurately on all Android devices. So I guess next word and current word, next word suggestions. That's pretty crazy.
If you're writing the, it would write the dog.
Maybe.
If you always wrote dog after the.
I'm going to download it and we'll test it out. I'll give a review next week.
Gmail updated on iOS with tabs.
Gmail. Already? Oh, yeah.
It updated on Android first, so it should be available. Maybe you just didn't realize.
I haven't been in my Gmail on my phone today, so.
And they updated Chrome and Drive as well on iOS. Chrome got voice search, which was in the Google search app already, but not in Chrome itself. So that was added. So now I really don't even need the Google app. Oh. I can just use Chrome, which I kind of do the other way right now. But then it has Google Now in it, which I don't use that much because I don't want it to track me all the time.
I've got tabs.
And then Drive was updated with swiping features and some better UI
One of the cool things that I did see that they had, I do remember it. I had it yesterday. One of the cool things with the refresh is before it used to like pull the whole thing down. And then you'd spring it up.
Yeah.
But now it, like, builds this little bar on the top.
Oh.
So it's like, once that bar completes.
I get you.
Then it refreshes.
What's it doing? Is that like Morse code at the top? What if you could read that? That's going super fast. Oh, you know what I'm talking like about? Bars. No, like when you pull down.
Yeah.
And then like it's got like weird bars going across.
There's no dots in there though.
There are spaces. Do you not see those? Because you're colorblind.
I see the spaces.
It doesn't have anything to do with color. It's white and blue. Those are not my colorblindness.
It's funny. I had a presentation today with one of our vendors, and it was green and red dots, and I couldn't see it.
You know, it's funny. We got a new printer at work, and the guy's like, oh, it has blue and orange. Do you know why that is? And I was like, no. And he's like, that's because colorblind people can't see the green and red to know whether it's good to go or not, to whether or not you're allowed to copy. So we have blue and orange. And I thought, huh, Randy.
That's nice of them.
Konica, in case you're curious and you want to get one. I really did think of you when it happened.
I believe it.
I did laugh myself.
Microsoft and the FBI are partnering together to take down $500 million botnet ring, the big people that have been doing spamming.
What's that dog's name? McGruff?
Spot. Oh, McGruff, the crime dog?
Yeah, you think he's going to be there? I don't know what that has to do with anything right now.
To take a bite out of the crime.
Right.
He'll probably be there.
Yeah. What's his first name?
Scruff McGruff.
Scruff McGruff, yeah.
Apple has to pay $6.5 million in unpaid taxes in France.
Yeah.
They're small, like, oh, small potatoes. I've got that in my right shoe.
Where we hide all our money in Ireland so we don't pay taxes. Ha ha ha.
Good one.
Yeah, bastards.
I'm going to get rid of that one.
Colorblind.
Justin Bieber's going to space.
He's going to space. I heard that. Didn't
what
really
a fag.
Care.
What did I say that? I don't mean to say that on air. Gosh, I just dislike him.
What
he's such a tool.
What a tooly tool.
And then the coolest thing.
He didn't even go
thought,
back for his monkey. He never went back and got it.
No.
He didn't even
he
care.
Left it. Nope.
Left it to die, probably.
Probably.
I mean,
sitting
some nice German
corner.
Family will probably take care of it, but.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, Justin Bieber.
Oh, Das Monkey.
Das Monkey. Lederhosen.
What do you think the German word for monkey is? I don't know. Let's ask Google.
Could ask Google.
That seems like a lot of work right now.
Should we see if Google Now will answer it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Google Keyboard is installed. Thank you.
Thank you. What are you drinking over here?
That is a...
Shells. Yep. Firebrick. Shells, is that German?
No, it's Minnesotan.
I know it's Minnesota, but they came from somewhere.
Nope. Came from Minnesota.
I mean,
keep going. What do you want, Mike?
Unless they're Native Americans, they probably came from somewhere. Based on the deer, I'm going to say they probably came from... The Baratheon family.
Wait, what word?
Monkey.
You monkey. What's the German word for monkey?
Is it even searching?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's on silent? It's not going to tell you via voice? Will it say it?
What's the German word for monkey?
Oh, there you go.
No, they should get that integrated with
Google Translate.
Google Translate.
Did it not work?
No. Let me go to. I've got Translate on here.
Translate. Spanish, English. English. That's Greek. German.
Monkey.
Go.
It's just monkey.
Monkey. Oh,
it's just monkey.
Oh, what a waste.
Dang, I was hoping for something way cooler.
I know, right? Can I make it say it? Monkey.
Monkey.
I can't hit the button now.
Monkey. Monkey.
It says it different, though. Do you hear it?
I do.
It makes my speaker go crazy, though. Anyway, I think we're probably done. Do you have anything else you want to... We're just Googling different words in German at this point.
Just changed my
I changed my language to German on my phone.
I just changed That's my thing to learn keyboard. German. Whoa, it looks different, too.
Let me see. And they want people to be able to change third-party things that the other people want. That looks exactly the same to me. Because you don't use it.
Yeah, you never saw my
life. Hey, that's me. You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate you listening to our ramblings. You can find out more of our ramblings at bleedgeek.com. You could go follow us on Facebook, which we will probably have a crazy amount of news next week on. At facebook.com/bleedgeek. You could follow us on Twitter at bleedgeek. Could go see what our Tumblr is up to these days at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Could email us fans@bleedgeek.com.
Can I keep going?
You could give us a call at 406-794-3357. 3357. What did you want to say?
Nothing.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
How many other things do we have?
That's it. We went through them all.
Okay. I had one more story.
Okay, go.
Pepsi put up a like machine. Did you hear about that?
You could get a free pop if you like them on Facebook.
Yeah. Like, you can do it all from the machine, and then you get a free pop out of the deal.
How many free pops can you get?
You probably only get one. Cause you
What if you go on like them and go back and like them again?
Maybe you could set up multiple accounts like I have.
Oh, don't tell anybody. Shit. Why would you just tell people that?
I mean, how do like I have so many friends? Like a guy I know. I have so many friends.
I'm the most friended person ever.
It's in Belgium, so if you ever find yourself in Antwerp, Belgium, go give Pepsi a like and you can get a free soda.
Don't do it before. Except for I think it's Diet Pepsi.
No,
it's any kind. Can I get Mountain Dew? That's really all I care about.
I don't know. I didn't watch the video.
Shell's Brewery. August. What? August. That sounds... Very European.
Pepsi Diet Pepsi Pepsi Max looks like.
Don't care.
But it's cool because you can do it from your phone. There's an app for it. It has Bluetooth.
There's an app for that.
Bluetooth with the machine. So once you do it, it's just like bloop. Hey, this one's Randy's.
You can follow us individually on Twitter.
I am at the Crandall. He's at Mike037.
Unless you're on Tapestry. Unless you're just Mike. Mind blowing, I know.
He'll be at Mike037 eventually.
I'll probably have to change it right now. As always, I said that, but we appreciate you listening. Thanks for hanging out. Join us next week for a buttload of news. You don't want to miss it.
You don't. Be here or be...
Square.
Matt Fowler.
Oh, because he won't be here.
Mm-mm.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.